Welcome to the Small Town Church Podcast. Veritas Church of Urbana exists to glorify God by growing in Christ and going with Christ. This podcast serves as a tool for equipping our church to know, love, and follow Jesus and helps others do the same. We encourage carrying these conversations into connection groups where believers can learn together, encourage one another, and pursue faithful application and accountability. Our prayer is that through these discussions, God would mature our church in health and holiness and strengthen our witness so that God is more glorified in us as we are more satisfied in Him. All right, welcome to episode one of our equipping podcast. This is Jordan Howell, lead pastor at Veritas Urbana. I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves. Joining me,
my name is Jeff Meyer. I'm one of the elders here.
My name is Justin Waring, and I am also one of the elders here.
Sweet. And we are excited to kick off this podcast series. We're going to try a new ministry effort this upcoming year, and we're going to talk about why we're doing that and really what we hope to accomplish with that in this episode. But before we jump in, we're recording this on July 2nd, and we're going to just try and normalize the fact that we're human and we're ordinary people who just the Lord has called into pastoring and eldering. But as you guys just consider summer, what's either a highlight that you have had or a highlight you're looking forward to this summer?
I would say highlight, if that's what you want to call it, would be my summer's been full of softball and baseball fields. So been at those a lot, watching my kids play. It's also been a nightmare of mine recently, so I'm ready, to take a break from
there
that.
There we
go. So, yeah, but that's been good. It's been fun watching my kids.
Sweet. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, all of our kids are older now, and we don't have too many more of those softball, baseball, track, cross-country things. So our summer is going to be pretty much getting stuff done around the house, making some things outside, fixing up our fire pit area so we can host better, things like that. So
sweet.
Looking forward to that.
Very good. Our highlight thus far has been a camping trip to Michigan, middle of June. We just went Monday to Thursday, watched my kids catch a few frogs, and selfishly, my highlight was stopping in South Haven, Michigan, which is like, if you pick up, say, a Florida beach and put it in the Midwest, it's pretty much what it was like. So you get the beauty of the beach without the 105-degree heat index, which was awesome. So one thing we're going to do in each episode is what we're going to call a theology primer, where we get to just talk about whether it's church words, theological concepts, things that maybe we take for granted. We use these words all the time, but our people might not necessarily understand what they mean or how it applies or why it's important to them. So today, I want to talk about the word disciple. Jeff, if you had to say what the word disciple means, how would you define disciple?
Yeah, I would say at the very core, it'd be like a follower, but there are lots of different kinds of followers. Like I follow people on Facebook. I wouldn't call them my discipler.
Sure.
I think a disciple has an aspect of knowing somebody well, respecting what they have to say and doing what they have to say.
For sure. Justin, anything that comes to mind for you, anything you'd add to the definition of disciple or what comes to mind for you when you hear that?
Yeah, I was looking around online this morning to try and find just a good definition of it. And the one thing that caught my eye was true disciple is not only embraces the idea of their teacher, but they actively strive to apply it to their daily life. And I just thought, kind of like piggybacking off Jeff said, like some people that you may follow online, you really don't know who they are. But as a real disciple, you know that person and you're not only following them, but you're actively trying to apply those things to your life as well.
That's good. That's good. One of my favorite definitions of a disciple comes from discipleship.org, and they would say a disciple of Jesus is someone who is following Jesus, being changed by Jesus, and is committed to the mission of Jesus. And so they root that in Mark 1:17, where Jesus tells his disciples, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." So within that verse, you get the following Jesus, like we've alluded to, the word follower, not just believer, but follower. I will make you, that we're being changed. We're going to talk about sanctification in an upcoming episode. But then also fish for people, like that disciples are people who are actively engaged in the mission of Jesus. So why would you say it is important for our people to understand what the word disciple means?
I think kind of like you alluded to, Jordan, a disciple, there's like intentionality that comes with it. So like you're constantly learning. It's not just something that we've arrived at some point to learn. We're continuing to do that. And I think it's important because, you know, we have to go to God's word to do that. And that's a big part of being a disciple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, I would add on to that and say, like you can, there's this common thing going around now where it's like, I just want to love Jesus. Like, I just want to be a guy who loves Jesus. Christianity is more of a relationship than a religion. And it's like, well, it's not less than that, but it's certainly more than that, right?
For
so
sure.
We have a person, Jesus, who has saved us and who we want to become more like and who we want to listen to. And Jesus even said, if you love me, you will do what? You will keep my commandments.
Yeah.
And so a disciple isn't somebody who just like loves Jesus. A disciple is somebody who also loves Jesus enough that he wants to listen to him and follow him and do what he wants him to do. So
absolutely.
I think that's important.
Yeah. We live in a day and age too where maybe we've become overly familiar with the phrase Christian or believer. And I've ended up in conversations where it's like, well, are they a Christian? Are they a believer? And most people are like, yeah, but, you know, oh, they believe in Jesus, but ...
Yeah.
And they go on to explain some sort of lifestyle they're living that is very outside of Christian practice. And it's important when you look at the scriptures to say Jesus never used the word Christian. He frequently used the word disciple. We actually don't even get the word Christian until Acts 11. But up against believer culture, we're not just asking the question, do you believe in your head that Jesus was a real person who really lived and died and rose again? We're trying to ask the question, do you follow him? Are you engaged in becoming more like Jesus? And I know one of the wins we're going to talk about here shortly is just the fact that disciples make disciples. Why is that important for our people to know, specifically our members, when it comes to the mission of the church and why we don't just come to consume, or like why we're not just listening to this podcast to consume? Mm-hmm. Why is disciple making important for our people?
So in the Great Commission, Jesus is talking to disciples and he gives them a job to do. And it's not just wait till I come back. It's wait until this certain date, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and then go and make disciples of all nations. And so he's giving them a task to do. And it's not just a, oh, I can just love Jesus and sit there and wait.
Yeah.
It's like, there's more to it than that. Like, certainly love Jesus, but love him enough to do what he says. And so he's told you to go make disciples, and that means something. So in order to make disciples, you have to be a disciple.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to be a disciple, right?
That's good. And I think especially in the Great Commission, what has been forgotten maybe in the last couple decades or the last generation of the church is it's not just go and baptize people. It's teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. Mm-hmm. So we're not just asked to make converts. We're asked to make disciples, mm-hmm. which is where Cedar Rapids in their mission statement really said, we want to raise up mature disciples. And I would argue that anybody that is a true disciple is in a maturing maturity process. So it's important for our people to know that if you are a disciple, you are entrusted with the process of making disciples, which is, yes, evangelism, but also mm-hmm. entrusting what you have learned from the scriptures on to other believers to grow them up into maturity. So
yeah, I think it's important to stay in our lanes too. Like the Great Commission doesn't say go and make believers, right? It says
yeah.
go and make disciples. And so I think we tend to maybe shy away from evangelism a little bit because it's like, well, what if they say no? Or what if they, you know, what if they don't like what I have to say? And I just encourage you to be bold and confident in the gospel that you know, and just know that it's not your job to make a Christian.
Yeah.
It's your job to help them grow as a Christian.
That's good.
Yeah. One more thing to add to that, Jordan, is just, yeah. I think when we understand the sovereignty of God and realize that, hey, we plant the seed, we don't water it, God does the watering, that gives us more of a, oh, hey, I can just mm-hmm. share the gospel and I don't have to feel, you know, bad or feel awkward about it. I can just do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Getting ready to teach Jonah this upcoming Sunday, and his evangelism strategy is not very good, but for whatever reason, God in his sovereignty used a very short sermon of judgment to lead Nineveh to repentance. Mm-hmm. So that's good news for people like us. Mm-hmm. But This episode, episode one, our title is Intro to Equipping, Our Why and the When. So maybe let's just take those one at a time. Why have we decided right now to say, let's try an equipping podcast for our church? Jeff, do you want to give maybe like sneak peek, peek behind the curtain, maybe a conversation from Elder Retreat? Just, yeah, help our people understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, so we serve a community that's very broad, and so the geographically broad. And so if we have classes, which is a typical way to help people understand what the Bible says or help people become a disciple, it's a pretty good chunk of time that people need to dedicate to that, which isn't a bad thing, but sometimes life gets in the way, right? And so a podcast is easily consumable, it's easily accessible. Connection groups can talk about this, and people can listen to it on the way to work, whatever they're doing. They don't have to go anywhere to actually be taught in a classroom setting. And I'm a guy who loves classroom settings. Like, that's my bread and butter. But I'm super excited about what this could do.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think we have felt amongst the elder table this like growing desire to say, what does it look like for us not just to help new people jump into our church, but how do we help our existing members feel seen, feel cared for, feel equipped? We know that one of our job descriptions from Ephesians 4 is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. That ministry is not reserved for people with a title or a position, but it's for all believers. And so we hold the responsibility to equip them for ministry and to really help grow them up into maturity, as Ephesians 4 says, into maturity with a stature measured by Christ's fullness. So we've started to just look at our calendar and say, hey, launch point isn't bad. Membership classes, baptism classes, not bad. But is it worth pulling a couple of those things maybe off of a specific calendar date to give more attention and emphasis into equipping? Mm-hmm. And so, especially with, Lord willing, you know, a new building on the way, we anticipate an influx of people. We're also kind of asking the question, will we have the maturity to handle an influx of new people? And will we have enough leaders to appropriately care for the congregation that the Lord entrusts to our care? So anything you want to add into that, Justin, as you think through like why this is a direction we're heading?
Yeah, I think the other reason at Elder Retreat we kind of talked about was just to give a guidance to connection group leaders as they're going through what they want to talk about at connection groups. And we were doing the know, love, and follow, which is great. But I think maybe some of us were just like, oh, hey, where do we go with that? I like a little more direction. So I think this may be helpful in that.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. So let's just zoom out and say, hey, 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, however long we decide to continue doing this, what would you say is one of the wins of us not only producing an equipping podcast, but our people participating with it? What would you say the win of our podcast would be?
I think one win of a podcast like this would be if the intent is to help give kind of handlebars to connection group leaders to help them maybe steer a conversation or maybe bring something up that somebody's struggling with or whatever. I would like to hear from connection groups that, hey, that, you know, that was really helpful when we talked about this thing in the podcast and these people asked these questions and I don't know if they would have asked those before. So yeah, I think that'd be a neat thing to hear.
That's good.
Yeah. I was just going to say, more good content for our flock to engage with. We kind of talked about this, but the world tends to disciple our people sometimes more than we do. And we want those people to be discipled by the church and by God himself and not what the world says, because we know what the world says is not the way we should be going, right?
So, for sure.
Yeah, that's another good reason.
That's good.
Personal win would be like if we take like today's topic, disciple, and if connection groups are wrestling with how can I be a better disciple? I'm a Christian, but what does it mean to be a sold out follower of Jesus. I just look at passages in the New Testament where Jesus goes and calls somebody, early Matthew, early Mark, and he'll say, like, come follow me. And the text says, like, they dropped everything and immediately followed him.
Yeah.
And I would love that kind of just, like, if Jesus is calling you to do something, just do it. Like, yeah. Just go do it. And even Peter, after he's restored, and that story's in John, I think?
John 21.
Yeah, John 21, where Jesus restores him, and then he says, somebody will take you where you don't want to go, and they'll put clothes on you don't want to wear. And that was to show Peter how he was going to die. And Peter said, and then he said, follow me. And Peter's like, okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's like, that's a disciple right there.
That's what you say. Okay. Yep. I'll do it.
Yep.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think through like our flock, you know, numbers aren't important, but when you say, hey, for whatever reason in this season, the Lord has entrusted approximately 100 members to our care. You know, there's varying maturity levels in that group of 100. There's various paths and walks of life, but to say, man, I would love for like the least mature person in our church to have a really solid foundation. Mm-hmm. And some of what we get to do as part of this equipping podcast is kind of like raise the floor of maturity in our church, that we would say, oh, the least mature person in our church at least has a handle on XYZ topics, rhythms, that their life is marked by this, right? So, and we all know this, like we never outgrow our need for the gospel. So one of the beautiful things is even our most mature saints, as they engage with our equipping content, actually won't be like, well, this isn't for me, this is just for the new Christians. Like our most mature Christians will be like, I guess I've never thought about it that way before, or man, I really need to grow in that. So one thing that's cool is we could introduce really simple topics, and to the least mature person in our membership, they would be like, I've never heard that before. And the most mature person would be like, that was really convicting. Mm-hmm. I want to grow in that. So mm-hmm. we want to see really when we look at our mission statement and say that we want to help you like grow in Christ and go with Christ, that this is a vital tool to help our people grow in their relationship with Jesus, and also not just take what they have, but not just consume it, but take it with them as they go.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say is, I think we're sending this out to like everybody can listen to it, not just members or connection group. So, you know, a person that goes to our church that's not in a connection group and hears this and they're like, oh man, I want to dive into this more. I want to get a connection group. That would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to just give, I'm going to give a high level overview of what you guys can expect as you engage with our podcast in the upcoming year. Each episode, we're going to try to keep to about 40 minutes, though Jeff would probably prefer that they're longer.
I'm going to try and podcast. Couple hours. It's fine. Yeah.
I'm going to try and keep us on track. I was just telling one of our members yesterday that I'm a very big podcast critic. So I'm going to be humbled severely as we release this and critique my own podcast that we're producing. But when you think about the average commute time in the United States, it's actually about an hour. So when you look at normal podcasts, it's like, yeah, an hour makes sense, because if you're driving in Chicago or LA or, you know, other metropolitan areas, you get that. But our average commute time round trip in Iowa is 40 minutes. So we're going to try and keep that to about 40 minutes. You could listen to it to and from school, to and from work. We hope that it can be a productive 40 minutes. We'll try to keep the banter minimal, though I'm not promising anything. We'll have a theology primer every episode like we did today, and then we'll have a main discussion. So we have a few topics laid out for the year ahead. We're going to talk things like gospel fluency, biblical literacy, Christian community, missional living. We'll cover attributes of God. I'm assuming along the way we'll probably end up with a couple like Q&A, mailbag episodes too, which we're excited about. And what you can expect is these podcasts would be released every 2 weeks. So first episode comes out middle of July, fast forward a couple weeks, you're going to get another episode. And our aim is for these episodes to be released in rhythm with connection groups so that each connection group, by the time they show up post Labor Day, will have one previous podcast episode to have listened to and discussed in community. And so we're going to talk more about that in the next podcast. Like, how does this rhythm, how does this equipping tool fit within the context of connection group? And how do we look to apply that moving forward? But anything else you guys want to tag before we close out this episode?
Yeah, one thing I want to just encourage everyone who's listening is that everybody starts somewhere, and nobody just arrives. And so if you hear us saying things that maybe like you don't quite understand, reach out and just ask questions. That's what I did, and it super helped me. I had people who were very willing to just answer all of my ignorant questions because I just didn't know anything, right? Yeah. And so I think that that's important. Just don't feel like you can't ask questions.
That's good.
Yeah, and on top of that, we just talked about a disciple, which is a learner, right? Mm-hmm. Come to us if you have questions, but also like go to God's
For
word.
Sure.
You know, see what it says, because that's ultimately where we should go anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's very good. Thanks for tuning in episode one. We'll see you next time as we jump into how to best engage with our equipping podcast and why we do this in the context of our group's ministries.